I want to mention certain points that Avon mentioned, and I'd like to clarify some of the points. I think the question, his basic answer to the question that he raised, is why is it that the Mahaba brings down the Yesh Omrim that says that a Kutin is okay with regard to Hanukkah? The Kutin was modeled. Whereas, with regard to Megillah, he paskins that it's Machalekis Tanayim, and he paskins that Kutin is no good. Okay, the only one who paskins the other way is the Balaita. And on the side, they say in Hilchos Hanukkah that it's the Balaita Shita. But it's not the Balaita Shita, because see, Megillah, he didn't follow through. He wanted an answer. What he wanted to answer was that there's a difference between Ner Hanukkah and between Kriyas and Megillah. Now, what he said was like this. He said that with regard to Kriyas and Megillah, so you have a chiyuv to be yotzei the mitzvah. And therefore, if a cotton can be motzi you, why? Because let's say like Tosfos, that a cotton is two drabbanans and you're one drabbanan. Megillah itself is drabbanan, but a cotton is trade drabbanan. It's chayv drabbanan, and it's a mitzvah drabbanan. So two drabbanans can't be motzi one drabbanan. We didn't go into the definition. I just picked it as a postulate. Okay. So he said that that's good with regard to Megillah, that you can't be motzi. But with regard to Hanukkah, the halacha is ner yeshu beso. And since the halacha is ner yeshu beso, so there it's enough, because the thing is you have to have a ner dolof, which includes everybody, relates to everybody in the house. Okay. And there, it doesn't matter if the cotton was the one that was modeling, because a cotton can create a near dolot also, just as much as a godot, even though it's trade rabban, but nevertheless, it has the halashem near dolot. You see? Oh. That was his differentiation. Then the question arose that as soon as you say that, you're saying it's a near dolot, right? So the question is there mice on mitzvah by Ner Hanukkah? It comes up there's no mice on mitzvah by Ner Hanukkah. It comes up that they had luck as only a means to create a Ner Dolach. It would be like Shabbos, that there's no mitzvah of being mavlik in Ner Shabbos. That's what some Rishonim are saying. I'll make a bracha on being mavlik in Ner Shabbos. Some say not to mavlik in Ner Shabbos altogether. Just as long as there's, if a person would have an electric light on, it wouldn't have to do anything. Point to some sheets of Rishonim. We don't have to do anything. We're not passing away, but that's the way it is. Because there's no halacha of being modest. So that will be the same thing over here. It can't be. Over here, there's a mice on mitzvah by Ner Hanukkah. No question. There's a mice on mitzvah. So if you remember, he said, I'm not saying there's no mice on mitzvah. He said that, right? He said, I'm not saying there's no mice on mitzvah. What he's saying basically is follow. That when it's a halacha that I have to be yotzei a mitzvah, I have to be yotze, with a chovas gavra, the chiyuv on me to do a certain activity, so then a kutin's action is no good for me. Because a kutin, it'll come out as either drabbanon, or even if it's a mitzvah drabbanon, he's trade drabbanon, I'm one drabbanon. So he can't be motzi me with my mice on mitzvah. Right? But over here by Ner Hanukkah, it's a chovas bias. Halacha is Ner ish uvesa. There's no chiyuv on every yachid of Kal Yisrael to do a maisa on mitzvah. But that doesn't mean to say that there is no maisa on mitzvah hadlaka. There is a maisa on mitzvah hadlaka. But the maisa on mitzvah hadlaka is hadlaka's ishu vesa. That's the halacha. You see? So you are yotzei. Your yotzei the mitzvah in a different way than normally, where you have a chiyuv to do a certain action, a certain performance, and somebody else is doing it for you, so he's being motzi you. If he's on a different level, he can't be motzi. But over here, it's not a lach of being motzi, because everybody isn't chayav in the maisa per se. The chovas ha-mitzvah falls on the bias. That halacha is a maisa ha-mitzvah. Of course, but it's a maisa mitzvah for the whole bias. So your chiyuv You see, your chiyuv is fulfilled insofar as you partake of the entity of bias, and thereby you're related to the maisa ha-mitzvah of hadlaka. In that situation, you have the machlokes whether a maisa katan would be valid. Where you work into the process of being motzi somebody, then you can't say that. I have to do this performance. He is doing the performance where he's being motzi me, which means his performance is going to be attributed to me. It's my performance, but his performance is on a different level than my performance. But where it's not halacha performance, but halacha basically is that each bias as an entity is chayev and a maisa ha-mitzvah of adlaka sner Hanukkah, right? So over here, even though it's a katan's action, you see, even though still it has a din that that there was a hadlokas mitzvah for this bias. And it's not a process of being motzi. That's where you have the machlokas. That's basically what he was saying. Where the requirement is not a chovas gavra, that the gavra is machuyev to do the maisa ha-mitzvah, but it's a maisa ha-mitzvah for a group, you see. So then all you require is the shame maisa ha-mitzvah, and that's it. But there's no problem of transference, that the katan's maisa must be transferred to you, and if it's transferred, it's inappropriate, because you are on one level, he's on another level. But where all you need is a halo shem for the entire group, so the cotton is capable of producing the halo shem also. What do you mean to say near, that he created near dolach as opposed to a maisa mitzvah like by Shabbos? He was just saying the nature of the mitzvah is one entity. The mitzvah, the maisa mitzvah, is to do a maisa adlaka for the entire bias. So it doesn't make any difference whether the one who does that maisa mitzvah for the bias is a katan or not. As long as you could say that this bias has produced a chetza shel nef. There's no, let me put this way, there's no process of being motzi. That's the problem with the katan. The problem of katan is always a problem with regard to being motzi. The mechanism of being motzi is not it. That's the way I would direct it that way. It has nothing to do with Kofso Zakhagla, Kofso Ein Zakhagla, which he mentioned, or with Hadlak Osim Masanachos. It doesn't make a difference. Everybody agrees that there's a Maisa Mitzvah here in Ner Hanukkah. Everybody agrees that there's a Maisa Mitzvah. The only thing is, if I say Kofso Ein Zakhagla, which is the way we paskin, doesn't mean there's no Maisa Mitzvah. It doesn't mean that there is a maisa mitzvah to the exclusion of the fact that it's ner yeshu besa. But let's say I say kofso zain zokgla. So you'll say that all I have to do is light them there. So then how is the other ben bias? You have to with my adlaka. Yeah, how is it possible? The answer is the maisa mitzvah is ner yeshu besa. And halacha is that I have to light a ner Hanukkah for my entire bias. And everybody's included. Everybody's included. But there's a chefta shel ner. There's no chefta shel ner. It doesn't make any. If there was no chefta shel ner, it wouldn't make any sense to say ner ishu vesa. See, you can't say if there's no entity of a ner. That's what he was trying to point out. That there must be an entity of a ner. You see, even point that one number. If a guy lit it with the intention of putting it out, it's no good. Because only if it goes out accidentally, because he created a ner Hanukkah. But if there was no halacha of a chefta shel ner, then it would be impossible to say ner ishu vesa. Because how would anybody else be included in my maisa mitzvah? If I just lit it, you can't say if I do a maisa mitzvah, anyone that's in my house is yotze with my maisa mitzvah. It's just an action, a fleeting action. It has nothing to do with what? If he's in my proximity, what does that have to do with it? You can't say such a thing. You can only say such a thing with regard if there's a substance there. Or if it's situational, like for instance, Kriyas HaTorah, it should be a grasp at Tzibor. So the tzibur and the balkore form an entity that it's nikras b'tzibur. You see? But if it was a maisa mitzvah of hadlaka, if it's simply maisa mitzvah like netilas lulav, you couldn't say lulav ishu v'esa. It wouldn't make any sense. That one person, the bayis, should take the lulav. Well, how does everybody else relate to his maisa? You see? Those are the points he was trying to bring out. That's why he mentioned the sigya of Kufs of Ein Zakhur. Okay. So I was thinking of perhaps elaborating a bit more, clarifying a bit more. See, the question is, you can ask me a basic question. When we say a katan cannot be motzi a gadol because of trade rabbanon and chaz rabbanon, right? What does it mean? See, that person you don't believe. Let's say, for instance, if the mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah was midaraisa. Let's say it was a mitzvah midaraisa. I don't believe there would be a yesh omen that would say that if a katan does it, you could be open. I don't think anybody would. I'm sure nobody would say it would be open. If it was midaraisa. So the only question is the sintes drabanan. That's the only reason why you have a question. But if it was midaraisa, there's no way that you could be a yotze, a gadol could be yotze with a maisa katan, be impossible. Okay? Otherwise, if you're going to say that, if you're going to say that, then it'll come out any halacha, which is halacha of a tzibur. So, with the whole entity is fire, the cotton could be remote to the tzibur. Impossible. No such thing. And the reason is very simple. Because the mice of a cotton is not considered a mice on mitzvah vis-a-vis the rice. In other words, it is not considered, it's considered completely rishus. It's just like the Gemara says in Avek Sofim, that if a person has in his mouth simultaneously, mitzvah, the question of mitzvah is about lezu, a person simultaneously has in his mouth matzah and moror. So if I say that moror is rabbanon, so the moror is nothing, is it simply rishus as opposed to matzah. Matzah is the rice and moror is nothing. Because the system of Rabbanon is a non-entity insofar as the derises are concerned. In other words, the derises have to relate to each other in their own framework. And the Rabbanons don't play any role at all. Rabbanon is considered a shus insofar as the derises are concerned. Because Rabbanon is a separate orbit. It's completely apart from the derises. So therefore, if Ner Hanukkah was a lachem and a derisa, there wouldn't be any question that the action of the katan would be worthless to the body. The only reason the question here is because it's Rabbah. Okay? So what does that mean? It means like this. It means that we hold Shred Rabbanim can't be Motzi Chad Rabbanim. That's the halacha, right? Now we can ask a question. Why is it that Shred Rabbanim can't be Motzi Chad Rabbanim? Why is that in fact so? So there are two possible answers to that question. One answer is the same as we would say by the Raisin Rabbanim, namely that trade Rabbanim vis-a-vis Chad Rabbanim is nothing. It's like a Rishus. It's a separate category. You see. Or we could say no, that even trade Rabbanim is also with Rabbanim. It's also, it's not a Rishus insofar as Chad Rabbanim is concerned, but it's all considered Rabbanim. It has one shem. It's Rabbanon. The only thing is that you can't be motzi. It's impossible to be motzi somebody else's chiyuv when his chiyuv is one Rabbanon and your chiyuv is two Rabbanon. Because your action, insofar as being motzi somebody else, must be on the same level of chiyuv when you're being motzi. So you're being motzi his chiyuv. And so far as the same level of chiyuv is concerned, it's not there. So you can't be motzi somebody else, yidechavasa, or his chova is the chad rabbanon and yours is trade rabbanon. But it's not because the shem hamitzvah is nothing. Trade rabbanon and the shem is nothing as opposed to chad rabbanon. It doesn't make any sense to say that. So therefore, by Ner Hanukkah, if I say that trade rabbanon is not just halacha and being motzi somebody else in derech avoso, but trade rabbanon is a different class completely than chad rabbanon. So then it wouldn't do any good. It would be just like the Rice and Rabbanan insofar as Nehar Chanukah is concerned. Because the Putton is Trey Rabbanan and Amchad Rabbanan. It's considered a different class of mice altogether. But if I say it's simply Allah, then you can't be motzi somebody else who Dechol Vaso. Because in Chovas and Mitzvah, in order to be motzi somebody else, he must have the same Chovas and Mitzvah as I have. Otherwise, I'm not a Bar Hochi of being motzi in Dechol Vaso. But in the actual Shema Mitzvah, there's no difference really. Trey Rabbanan, Chad Rabbanan, Chad Rabbanan is fine. But it's a separate halacha in the process of being motzi somebody else in dechavasa. You can't be motzi in dechavasa unless you have the exact same chiyuv, the nature of your chiyuv, of your chiyuv coincide. They're parallel. But if the nature of your chiyuv is distinguished qualitatively from your chavas chiyuv, you can't be motzi in dechavasa. You say. If that is the case, then it's just a problem insofar as the motzi dechavasa is concerned. But we're going to have to produce a chatzishon mitzvah for an entire group. And the halacha is to produce the chatzishon mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Even with Trey Rabban or Chad Rabban doesn't matter. He produced the chatzishon Ner Chanukah. The Kotten produced the chatzishon Ner Chanukah, Ner Chanukah's Rabbanim, and that's it. Everybody is included. Everybody that's a part of that group is Yotzei Dechavasa. Because it's not that his action is an attempt to duplicate each individual's action. It's simply Allah that the bias must have an Ner Chanukah. Now the question is there an Ner Chanukah or not? The answer is yes. Trey Rabban or Chad Rabban doesn't matter. It's an Ner Chanukah. So that's why everybody would be Yotzei. But if I say that Trey Rabban is a completely different class, like that. A different class of action, like us. Once it's Trey Rabbanan, it's a completely different category. If that's the case, so then you can't say, then it would be just like the Raisa and Rabbanan, if Ner Chanukah were the Raisa. So there's no doubt that a Kotten couldn't be motzi the whole bias, because the action is simply on a different level. And for me, it's not an action, nothing. So therefore, it wouldn't be effective, even insofar as Mary Shabbat Uveso, a piece of Torah that he mentioned from his father was an interesting piece of Torah. I think we had mentioned it once before, basically. But he went into it on a more elaborate way. What he mentioned was that the question that Taisvus asks, why is it that an Isha, we say, is Chayeves in Achilas Matzah. Okay? So Taisvus and Tzachem asks, so Taisvus asks the question, Avdala Malach in Megillah. Basically, this. Yesh Matzah, some ask, Lama Li Akesha, the Koshi Yeshna Rabal Tokal Chomet, Yeshna Bukumachal Matzah. Why is it that the Gemara has to learn out from a rumor, a special rumor, that a woman is Hayeves and Achilas Matzah, right? Tape it when you come, Shafim or Oibos and Ace. Why don't we say Achim or Oibos and Ace? Via Shloma. Mishum Hai Taim Aloma Chayev Elamid Rabbana. We love me education. All right, the patient answers. One parity says that if it was for that reason would be chayav mid rabbanan. But you wouldn't be chayav mid arayis. You wouldn't be chayav mid arayis. The question in Taisvus is, when we say achim hayibos anayis, what does it mean really? Does it mean that really the halacha is that mitzvah says man grama nashma peturas? Okay? Nashma peturas. And we say that by the rice, and as Taisvus says, we say it by the rabbanan too. Okay? But now the Gemara says over here by Megillah, Achim Hayabas on Eis. So the question is, what does it mean? Do I say because Achim Hayabas on Eis? So therefore, the principle of Mitzvah Sheshes Man Grama doesn't apply anymore. Because Mitzvah Sheshes Man Grama is only when there's no inherent relationship in the Maisa Mitzvah of to the Isha. But if there's an inherent relationship, then the principle of mitzvah seishas man grama simply doesn't apply. Okay? That's one way to understand it. If you understand it that way, then the Raisa would also be the same halacha with regard to matzah. Because he'd say that what's the halacha? Why should I say she's part of the matzah? Because it says my grandma. Yeah, but how can I have an ace? You don't say if they're directly involved, if they inherently have a shaykhus to the mitzvah. So the principle of mitzvah say she's man grandma doesn't apply. If you'd say that way, so then the halacha would be that by the Raisa would be the same as the Rabbana, wouldn't be any different. That's Pesavna. Pesav Maskona is no. Afinhei Bas Anis doesn't tell you that Mitzvah Seishas Mein Grama doesn't apply. No, Mitzvah Seishas Mein Grama removes it always. There's no Mitzvah. But the only thing is that since Afinhei Bas Anis, the Chachamah and Machayavim with a different Machayav. The Chacham came along and placed a separate Machayav on the Isha. Why? Because Afinhei Bas Anis actually shouldn't put it. In terms of the technical aspects of the structure of mitzvot, they should be perfect. But the only thing is the Chachamim felt it's not right because Achen Oyebos and Ace, so therefore they too should be Chayev and Shelach Leidah. So therefore the Chachamim gave them another Machayev, Achen Oyebos and Ace. It's an extraneous Machayev. If it's an extraneous Machayev, Pesach says, then Midaraisi took the Machayev. Because what you're going to have to say by matzah is if it wasn't a pasuk, they'd be potter. The only thing is that Rabbana would be mechayavim. So they would only be chayavim Rabbana. But they wouldn't be chayavim Raisa. That's the place of first one. Okay. Now, in other words, there's a contradiction between the place and the Gilad of Dalar and Aleph and the place between something that's put up in the day. Very simple. One is the second parrot's in Megillah. Why? Because Tasis's question in Megillah is why do I, by matzah, the Gemara says you need a special limud from the Chai of Noshim. The Pesach says, why do you have to have that limud for? Why don't I say, after my Yibos and Eitz? Right? So what's Pesach's second answer? No, because it's true. I would have said, after my Yibos and Eitz, but there's one problem. The problem is there's an equation between Pesach and between Sukkah. And Sukkah, Matzah and Sukkah. And Sukkah, what do I say? That Noshim are definitely Keturos. So I would have said that in spite of the fact of after my Yibos and Eitz, that they're Keturos because of the equation between Sukkah and Matzah, right? Now, the implication over here is that in Sukkah, there is no din of Achen Oyebos HaNes, right? Okay, fine, if that's the case, but Tesvis himself in Pesachim, that Professor Mabey says that Sukkah itself is a problem. Why do I say that they're part from Sukkah? Why don't I say Achen Oyebos HaNes? You see? So if Sukkah itself is problematic, so what do I have to answer when it comes to Sukkah? I must answer what Pesach says in Pesachim. There's only one answer in Pesachim, which is that by a deraisa I don't say Achen Oyebos HaNes. So then there's no question anymore for matzah again. You see, then there's no question for matzah anymore. The contradiction between the two Pesachs. All right, he didn't take up this point, but the contradiction is clear, you see. In other words, you can't possibly say that Sukkah is a potter when Pesach himself raised the question talking about Sukkah. So how can you derive from matzah to Sukkah when Sukkah itself is a problem? Now, he saw that his father asked the question. When it came to this place before matzah, his father asked the question. Question was, what is Tesvis asking altogether? Tesvis' question is that why don't I say I'll pay my boss on Ace? Right? So his father asked, how can I boss on Ace make sense when the halacha is piercing? When the very halacha of the mitzvah itself is to manifest to do some type of manifestation of an ace or whatever. You see? So then we say, I'll pay my boss on Ace. So they're also fired. And for this, he quoted the Bahag. Not everybody agrees with this, but the Bahag, it would seem, does agree with this. Why? Because the Bahag maintains that Noshim has a different kind of a feel than Anoshim. Because they say, Lishmoa Megillah. And Anoshim say, Al Mikra Megillah. So Lishmoa Megillah, the reason why they say Lishmoa Megillah is because the halacha for them is insofar as the piercing of mitzvah is concerned. And piercing is the fact that you hear the Megillah. The Megillah is heard all over Klal Yisrael, piercing. But so therefore we see that Nashim the halacha v'achinoy b'asaneis, the halacha where piercing is an integral part of the structure of the mitzvah. But where the mitzvah, where there's a tamah mitzvah, there's a different story. Where there's a tamah mitzvah, in other words, where a mitzvah is brought about because of a certain reason, but the reason plays no role anymore in the essential performance of the mitzvah. For instance, tzitzis. What's the reason for tzitzis? The Torah says, but there is no mitzvah to look at the tzitzis. Halachically, that's the Karayim. They used to put the tzitzis on the wall and say, look at the tzitzis. Okay? But that's clear. That's against the whole Torah. They don't understand the structure of halach. Means simply that since the Jews all have the mitzvah tzitzis, of necessity, people will take notice of the tzitzis, because if everybody does the mitzvah, it's impossible people should notice the tzitzis. And through that, they'll be reminded of Kadosh Baruch Hu. But it doesn't mean on an individual, halachic, structural basis that there's a mitzvah to look at the tzitzis. No mitzvah like that. Okay? But this basis is simply a tama mitzvah. Matter of fact, the Rishma of the Gemara is out Pratla Summa is a halachic exemption for a summa. But it doesn't, the Gemara never takes it to mean a reasoning for the Gemara never takes it in the framework of a reasoning, in other words, halachic. It's just the Rishma so is on two levels. One is the plain Pshutik Mashmo that people will recognize the Mitzvah Hashem. And on the second level, it's a halachic exemption. Okay? The Torah is written on two levels, basically. Okay. So in that, you see clearly where the Tamah Mitzvah plays no role in the Mitzvah itself. Now, therefore, his father asked, what is Tosfos' question to begin with? Because by matzah, there's no halacha in matzah of piercing an ace. Matzah is the mitzvah of achilas matzah. You see, but the halacha with regard to Hanukkah, that's halacha piercing an ace. With regard to Hanukkah, is obvious with regard to piercing an ace. Like Shtefel Regel Marashuk, and with regard to Megillah, halacha piercing. You see, so what's Tosfos' question to begin with? So his father, then he went ahead to show that in every, he said that the reason why Tosfos asked the question, he answered this follow. He answered it based on the Ramban. The Ramban says that with regard to matzah, Marsha quotes it in Pesachim, on the Gemara, on the Mishnah of Amram Gamliel. But the Ramban is in the Melchamas and Brachas. But if you want to look for it, it's in the Marsha quotes it. So the Ramban says an interesting thing. The Ramban says, "Kol shlo omar shlo sedvar melel pesach lo yotzei chavaso." It doesn't mean he wasn't yotzei chavaso of super tzitzis time. It means he wasn't yotzei chavaso of matzah. So therefore, he says, since you see that matzah there's a halacha lechem she'onim alav varm habe, so you see in matzah there's a key in achilas matzah there's a key of super. So therefore, he says that Tosfos' question was that in matzah, that's why Tosfos asked the question, what about matzah? Because in matzah, there's a kim of sipur also. So it's also a lach of demonstration. You see? That was Tosfos' question. That's what he said, his father answered. His father answered, Tosfos is going according to that Ramban. So I just want to mention a point over here in terms of methodology. At first sight, somebody might ask, they might say, the answer doesn't make any sense. Why? Because it's true. He himself said, well, yetzirah chavasa doesn't mean you're not yetzirah. Let's say a person who just eats matzah. No one's going to tell me that he's not yetzirah filled with matzah. Even if he doesn't say that, but he doesn't say matzah is shown out from us no more. It still is yetzirah of the mitzvah. So in terms of the essence of the mitzvah, there is no halacha of piercing. So one could say, if that's the case, what is Tosfos' question? Tosfos' question is that Nashim should be chayavos because after they're both on ace. Yeah, but the essence of the mitzvah is not really manifest. Where the essence of the mitzvah of Arba Tosfos, he showed, and then Ner Hanukkah and Megillah. You see? There the essence is pure. So therefore, what turns out is that it doesn't seem to make sense to say that Moshe Machayev is in matzah because that's just the kiyum in matzah. But it's not an essential in matzah. But I would say this, I would say that it's not so. In other words, that you could justify the answer. Why? Now, this is a matter of methodology, a matter of logics. There's a difference between a kiyum, which means an accident in something, and between a characteristic. A characteristic means an accident in something would be like, for instance, the famous case of accidents would be like a color. Color would be considered an accidental feature. I'm it's not a question of physics. It's a question of how you look at color as inherent in an object. Of course, from the standpoint of the physics, it's different. But the concept is the same. An accidental feature would be like color is an accidental feature in a substance. Okay? That's one type of a thing, but a characteristic is something more. A characteristic means not just an accident that resides in something, like a color in an object. But you say, for instance, man is a biped. So a biped is a characteristic of his nature. It's more than just an accidental feature. It's true, the essence of man is his intellect. But the fact that he's a biped is a characteristic of his of man. It's characteristic of him. It's not just a matter of whether he's the color of his skin is white or black. That's totally an accident. But a characteristic is something which is inherently part of his nature, you see. So based upon that differentiation, I would say that's what Rabban Solovey was saying. In other words, like this. Since we say by matzah, halacha is lechem she'onim alach varm harbei, which means that apparently the mitzvah of matzah partakes of the characteristic of manifestation. Not just an accidental feature, but that's the lechem she'onim alach varm harbei means the chefza partakes of that characteristic. So the mitzvah itself partakes of the characteristics of manifestation. So that's why I would say that Afen Hoyu Ba'osan Meis is a Machaya. If it was just an additional kiyum, an accidental feature, it's an additional kiyum, then you couldn't say that. You couldn't say that because it has an accident, fine, the accident could be Afen Hoyu like this, but the substance of the mitzvah, we're going to Machaya, the Machaya of the Isha and the substance of the mitzvah. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be logical to say that. But basically what he's saying is that since the characteristic of the mitzvah is soon because of lechem shon lo from habe, so that's why it makes sense to say that nashim are chayavos. Okay, I want to clear that point up. I think it's a point that a lot of people were thinking about. Then the other question, Avi asked him a question. The question Avi asked him was, what about Sukkah? Why does Taisvus ask the question from Sukkah? I mean, in Sukkah there is no halacha of piercing. You see. Okay, so I believe he answered this. Remind me to go a second. Yeah. That I understand what he's saying, but on that one I have a hard time going along. I'll tell you why. Because you see, in other words, Leman Yehudi Doraseichem is a tam on it. It's a tam on it for Leman Yehudi Doraseichem. There is no, in order, how do you distinguish between a tam ha-mitzvah and between the mitzvah itself? It's a good question. You have to understand, how do you distinguish? The answer is very simple. The answer is, wherever something appears, is represented in the halachic structure of the mitzvah, then you know it's not a tam ha-mitzvah anymore. You see? Like, for instance, matzah lechem shonim alav ha-dvarim habay. If you're going to say, like, Ramban, lechem shonim alav ha-dvarim habay, so the halacha, so it's represented in the, there is a halachic representation, you understand, for the time. Then it's part of the halacha. But if there is no halachic representation, then it remains a common mitzvah. Now, insofar as Dalakasis and Megillah and Hanukkah, you can show that there's halachic representation, even as far as Matzah is concerned. You can show that there's halachic representation. But in Sukkah, There is no difference whether I sit in my sukkah in the backyard, or whether I sit in my sukkah in public, or whether there is absolutely no halachic representation, you see, of piersum in the Maisa HaMitzvah sukkah. That's why I have a hard time accepting the idea that by sukkah there's halacha of piersum. But there is no halacha representation in sukkah. In matzah, there is halacha representation. Because of the fact that it that you have a lechem shalom levram habeh. Yeah, it's true that there's a Gemara that says 20 amos, even more than 20 amos, it's a man yed darsech. Yeah. But that's not because that's just like a re'isim or so proper suva. That's an exemption, a halachic exemption. It's not a reason. There's no halacha that there's a kiyum when I look up at my schach, because I'm less than 20 amos, now is a kiyum of the man yed darsech. There's no such thing. It's just it's a rumor the Gemara makes at the beginning of the Gemara that says in the Sukkah, L'man Yedid Dar Sechem, and it came to L'man. That's one man Gama says. That's L'man Yedid Sechem. It's a rumor. It's a halachic derivation from the Pasuk, just like a Rishon or a proper Summa. But there is no kiyum of sitting in a Sukkah less than 20 because I could see my Sukkah. L'man Yedid Dar Sechem. That the Di itself is a kiyum. No such thing. It's a halachic exemption from the Pasuk. But the Tama Mitzvah is not in any way manifest in the Maisa Mitzvah itself, as far as I know. Therefore, I would say In Sukkah, it's difficult to say that. In Matzah, you could say it. But in Sukkah, it's difficult. It's interesting. The face of Sukkah, we asked before the contradiction between face of Sukkah and between face of Megillah. Why? Because in the Gilead says that after the best nation on the say by matzah, because you would say it really. But the only thing is it wouldn't help. Right? Yeah. Perhaps you could say as follows. That what does Taisvus mean? You notice in Pesachim when Taisvus asked the question from Sukkah, so Taisvus doesn't ask it as a question. It just says, what I mean the person it's different. It doesn't ask them Toma. So I say, all right. But the fact is that when faces different levels of difficulty, you have Toma, you have Tema, and he just asks a question, it means the difficulty apparently is not as great. You say, generally speaking. Okay. So I would say like this, that what Taishas says over here, he says, what I mean, the Purish Mesukah, Afgav Da Afim Rebos Anais, Kibasuk Vashati, Hosam Basay the Rice. See? Our Bible faces, Rabbanon, Tikkun Gamma Nashi, Kibun Shay Bos Anais. Now what Taishas means like this, that by an Asay the Rice, this whole reasoning doesn't apply. Why? Because generally speaking, by an Asay the Rice, by an asay midaraisa, generally speaking, the tama mitzvah is not included. See, the tama mitzvah is never included in asay midaraisa. In other words, every asay midaraisa is structured as a separate maisa mitzvah. Tama is not included. The only time you find the concept of tama included is drabon. You say, like by Ner Hanukkah, halacha is pirsum. It's not just halacha of Ner, it's pirsum. Halacha, for instance, the halacha of Megillah. There's a Shman Damar holds that Megillah is only good by Sarah, by the way. You see clearly, it's only good by Sarah. They say it's a lach of pirsum, a lach of pirsum. By the Raisa, you don't have the objective is never included in the mitzvah of the Raisa. Mitzvah of the Raisa has a, generally speaking, has a rigid structure. And a mitzvah of the Raisa does not include the objective or the time. It just has an abstract, rigid structure. That's the way that the rices are constructed generally. That's perhaps what Pesach means. When he says that Hosam Basay the Rice, Ava Barba Kais Rabbanon, Tikkun Gamma Nashim, Tikkun Shahayu Basanes, because our Kais Rabbanon, Rabbanon, when the Rabbanon make a mitzvah, so the objective is included in the mitzvah, you say. So therefore, the Masakot also for Nashim. The objective is included, so the Masakot for Nashim as well. But by a Deraisa, it doesn't apply this whole reason. Because the Deraisa doesn't include, the Deraisa usually has a rigid structure. Okay? If that's the case, that's why by Sukkah there's no problem. By Sukkah there's no problem of Achim or Basim Meis. You see. However, there is one case that you do have a problem. That's matzah. We'll go with his father's name. Okay? Because by matzah, even though it's not like the drabbanan, where the objective is a part of the very mitzvah, because you see, if you eat matzah really, guess what? You eat anyway. If you do, if you do ner chanukah without pissing, you're not yet. It's inherently part of the structure. But over here by matzah, it's true. It's a derisa, like any other derisa, and the tam is not incorporated. But you do see that according to the Ramban and the Lechem Shem Lavram Harbeh, the characteristics of demonstration are it has the characteristics of demonstration. So therefore, Tesvis in Psach, Tesvis in Megillah rather, asks about matzah. Asks about matzah. Matzah is a problem. Sukkah is not a problem because sukkah really is not included in the Tamat Tekan is not included. So therefore, sukkah is not a problem. But matzah really is a problem because the characteristics of manifestation are a part of the structure of the mitzvah. It has the characteristics of sukkah. Since it has the characteristics of sukkah, the basic question is afkei mei bas anes. The Taisa says, you're right. I would say by matzah, it's very unusual that it's in the right to be that way. But by matzah, you see, it is that way, according to the Ramban. So that being the case, Taisa raises the question from matzah. So he says, you're right. I would have included them anyway. The only problem is that there's an equation between matzah and between sukkah. And sukkah, they're potter. See, in sukkah, they're potter. And that's why this question is only on matzah, not on sukkah. There's just one point I want to add to another area that he discussed. The question was like this. The question was, since it's ner ishu beso, so the question was, if it's ner ishu beso, so how is it possible that everybody should make a bracha? Okay, how is it possible that everybody should make a bracha now? Once the Baal HaBayis makes the bracha, that's it. He's becoming the mitzvah. Everything you're doing now afterwards is just for a hido mitzvah. So how could the sun come along and light and make a bracha? It's a bracha l'vatala. All right. So there's a piece of Torah from the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav wants to say that it's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rambam. Why? Because the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah in Halacha Beis says that the minig war, that the right way to do it is that the Baal HaBayis lights for the whole house. Like he lights as many menorahs as there are people in the house. But he does the light. Ramah says every individual does the light. So Ramah says each individual does light and each individual makes the bracha. So he wants to like this. The question, he wants to say that it's halacha hidur mitzvah. What's halacha hidur mitzvah? Hidur mitzvah is a machlokas. It happens to be a focus by hidur mitzvah with regard to milah. If a person does the maisa mitzvah of milah, so now the question is, tzitzin ha-ma'akhanis ha-milah. The halacha is tzitzin she'en ma'akhanis ha-milah. Tzitzin on Shabbos, the halacha is that the assay of milah is b'ocha Shabbos. So therefore, you allow to cut off the tzitzin ma'akhanis ha-milah. Tzitzin she'en ma'akhanis is just the hidur mitzvah. Even mitzvah, you don't do on Shabbos. Okay? But the question is, behold, do I have to go back to teaching Shein Ma'akhanis Amila? So the Rambam says no, and the Ramah says yes. So the Brisker Rav says that that's the Machlokes. The question is whether you could have Hidur Mitzvah after you finish with the Mitzvah. Because the Rambam maintains once you finish the Mitzvah, there's no more than a Hidur Mitzvah. That's why once you did the Mila, now there's nothing more to do for the time for the teaching. No reason to do it. You finish it. But the Ramah says, no, even if this is impossible, even after you finish the Maisa Mitzvah. So he says, that's the same Machlokas over here. Over here, the same thing. According to the Rambam, once you finish the Mitzvah, you can't do Hidur Mitzvah. So if the Baal HaBayis himself lights, and he's finished, then the sun can't make a bracha because there's no more Hidur Mitzvah. He must continue to light the same, he must continue the same sweep, same action. But the Rambam maintains it doesn't matter. Even after you finish the mitzvah, either mitzvah could still take place. So therefore, even though the balabai is finished, but now the sun can light. Okay? And with a bracha. Because the halach is, even after you finish the ma'aseh mitzvah, still you could have eaten mitzvah. That's the way the mitzvah explains it. So Rambam mentioned that he doesn't understand it. He found some difficulty with it. First difficulty, he mentioned like this. First difficulty he mentioned was that the Achronim say, why can the son, for instance, make a bracha on the menorah, or the wife? Well, the wife, I told you, the Rav doesn't often be still to do for by Ner Hanukkah. So the wife, if she likes, she makes a bracha according to Rama. So why is that so? So the Kedegar says, because the halach is a person can't be yotzei the mitzvah, he can't be yotzei mitzvah bar karcha. That's what he wants to say. So since the son wants to light himself, so he has in mind not to be part of the, not to be yotzei the mitzvah of the father. Okay, so since he wasn't yotzei the mitzvah bar karcha, he can't be yotzei the mitzvah bar karcha, so that's why he could light later with a bracha. But in other words, since he knows he's going to light, so it's like against his will, you can't say he's yotzei the mitzvah. All right? You don't pass it. So therefore he says, the key Vegas says, that's why everybody can make a bracha. So that was one objection. So he says, therefore, even according to the Rambam, I mean, even according to, even if I should, that's why he wants to say, that even according to the Rambam, where I say there's no more heder mitzvah, but still, the Kivegah says that every person in the house has in mind not to be yotzei, so it wasn't yotzei the mitzvah, so therefore he can make a bracha anyway. That was one objection he had to his uncle's piece of Torah. And the second one he mentioned, I believe he said, was that even if I should forget about that, but the point is, it's only heder mitzvah. It doesn't make sense to say that you should make a bracha on heder. That you should make a bracha by heder mitzvah. You can make a bracha on ikra mitzvah. Make a bracha on heder mitzvah. Mitzvah. Okay. So that's why he wanted to say that the Rebbe Kivager. That's why Rebbe Kivager came along and said it's not because of heder mitzvah, but it's because of the fact that the person who's going to light has in mind not to be yotzei. You can't be yotzei by bracha. I want to answer a different answer for that. You see, what bothers me is like this, with regard to the Rebbe Kivager himself. And insofar as the Kivager is concerned, I can understand that you can't be yotzei mitzvah bar karcha. Yes, sir. If you're using the process of being motzi, you see, if you're using the process of being motzi, and there, even there, it's a machlokas rishon. But the Rashba maintains that even if the person screams and shouts, he still is yotzei. According to the mandam of mitzvos, ein tzrichas kavana. Taisva says no, because what's the machlokas? The machlokas is whether an action is considered a ma'aseh mitzvah. The Taisva maintains if I say mitzvah tzrichas kavana, it means automatically inherently it's a ma'aseh mitzvah. But Taisa says, but if the person has the das that it should not be a ma'aseh mitzvah, it should not be a ma'aseh mitzvah, then you can't say it's considered a ma'aseh mitzvah. Okay? If he doesn't have the das, I say stam. Stam is considered a ma'aseh mitzvah, like the Gemara says in the beginning of Zvachim, that stama is lishman, because the ma'aseh itself represents mitzvah. But if the person has the das that it should not be ma'aseh mitzvah, then stam is not. So that's what Taisa means. Rashbos doesn't matter. I'll say mitzvah and tzrichas kavanah, it doesn't matter. But over here, you see, over here, it's not a question of being motzi. And he says, what Baron said before, it's not a question of being motzi. It's a question of one, it's a question of ner ishu veso. So ner ishu veso, I don't see why even the person does not want to be yotze, but the fact is, you see, that he is a part of the bias. And then you do have an air for the bias. If it's a question of being Yotze, Yedecha, Vassar, as an individual chiyuv, then I understand that I could say I don't want to be Yotze. I don't want to be Yotze somebody else. Well, certainly with regard to being Motze somebody else in the mitzvah, you have to have das to be Yotze. So if the Bala bias is lighting for me, and I have to have in mind I want to be Yotze. There, everybody agrees. It's not a matter of place for Sederaj, but everybody agrees that if somebody wants to Motze me, Achi Yachaveng, the Shomeya and the Mashmeya, the Motze, and you want to do Yotze. You have to have the one of Lotze's both. The one that's the Motze, you have to have the one of the Motze, the other person, and the person that wants to be Yotze, you have to want to be Yotze. That's always the way it is. So if it was a matter of the Bala bias being Motze, the other B'nai bias, I understand. Bala Kocha, you can't do it. That's true. But over it's not a question of being Motze. It's a question of a mere issue Vesa. Now, what does it help me if I don't want to be Yotze, but I'm part of the bias. I'm part of the bias. Moreover, if you're going to tell me that I don't want to, that I wasn't Yotze altogether, so how am I lighting myself? What am I lighting myself? If the mitzvah is near issue veso, I shouldn't even be allowed to light myself. Because the mitzvah is to light for the entire bias. And now I'm being mafia myself in the bias. I'm making myself a yachid. So what kind of hadlock is it altogether? If the hadlock, if the tzuras and mitzvah is near issue veso, that means to say that it's one there for the entire bias. So if I'm going to exclude myself from the bias, so now I am a new aberration. I'm a new kind of a phenomenon. What kind of a phenomenon am I? I mean, especially, I'm especially part of a bias. I mean, I'm a yochid, so a yochid's not chayav anymore. How could I light altogether? So to me, this seems difficult, yes?
Okay, right?
So I'm saying there are difficulties. There are difficulties with the saying this concept. That it's halacha of the bias. You're gonna have problems exempting the yachid from the bias. I mean, it's difficult. I'm not saying you mentioned that somebody asked me a question, you gave an answer. The answer was fine, but I'm just saying like this. What I want to say is something different. And I say is that over here the halacha of Yidden is not halacha of Yidden mitzvah. It's not halacha of Yidden mitzvah. Why? Because generally speaking, the halacha of Yidden mitzvah ad shlish. Yidden mitzvah ad shlish means that it's only an accidental feature in the mitzvah, not essential. But over here, it's not ad shlish. Over here, originally was ner yishuvesa, one ner. Then it became ner lechol echad vechad. Then it became the most of the whole. The Yidden mitzvah is far more and outranges, outweighs the entire mitzvah by hundreds of percent in terms of the percentage. So it's many times the mitzvah, the original mitzvah. Akiyatsu the Yidden mitzvah. No, the shot over here is it's not a lacha Yidden mitzvah. It's a lacha that the mitzvah can be performed on different levels. There's a difference between Yidden mitzvah, which is an extraneous phenomena, like I have a Sefer Torah, so I write a nice aksav, it's Yidden mitzvah. But it's the same Sefer Torah. And there's a difference between being the kind of a mitzvah on different levels. Like, for instance, Talmud Torah could be Yotze Shachris V'Avos, Kriya Shma Shachris V'Avos, and Yotze the mitzvah. But you're not going to tell me if I learn all day it's a Hebrew mitzvah. Not a Hebrew mitzvah. It's a different level of Kima mitzvah. You see? The same thing is called a Mabel of Sabbath Sitz Ramarez and Meshuvah. It means basically, I thought I'm going to have a mitzvah in the Yotze of the mitzvah. A person is Mesapra Kol HaLaila, like Maisa Ramnam Lira, Rishuvah, where they're Mesapra Kol HaLaila. You're telling me it's a Hidur mitzvah. It's not a Hidur mitzvah. That's being Mekayim, the mitzvah, Kilchosa, the highest level. See, I believe the Rambam says, Osa mitzvah min amufa. I think that's the Lashon Rambam. Mitzvah min amufa. It means it's not a Hidur mitzvah. It's not an accidental Kiyum in the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah min amufa. It's a different level of Asiyas a mitzvah. So that's the pshat. The pshat is that the pshat is like this. That the reason why you can make a bracha according to Ramah, if it was just Yidden mitzvah, you could make a bracha. And Yidden mitzvah can make a bracha. That's good. But since the level of mitzvah, man, it's not that the person in the house is removing himself from the bias, that he's not being Yotze with an air of the bias. That you get yourself in tremendous difficulty by saying that. But the halacha is that the mitzvah is subject to variation of degree in terms of the kiyum. So therefore, when I'm, that's the Mahadrim and the Mahadrim, and Mahadrim, all these things are the Gemara is telling you what the variation, what the degrees of Kiyum HaMitzvah that are possible are. So therefore, when the Baal HaBayis is madlik one menorah, so he starts the mitzvah. Then when the other ben bayis comes along and he has another menorah, it's an enhancement of the kiyum mitzvah. And that you can make a bracha. Why? Because that's the essence of the mitzvah. It's not simply a heathen mitzvah. So that's why, you see, that would explain the Ramon. You don't need the Rebbe Akiva Eiger. But it's a different concept. It's not a concept of heathen mitzvah altogether. It's true they use Lashon Mahadrin, but it's only a Lashon. Doesn't mean anything. Mahadrin and Mahadrin, just Lashon Mahadrin, doesn't mean that that's really a heathen mitzvah. It's an expression in my word. But really, the Gemara means, like the Ram says, mitzvah and amorphah. It means it's a different level subject to variation of degree. Why? Because it's piercing. Because piercing is kiddushim shemayim. Kiddushim shemayim, there's no end. There's different levels of kiddush. Everything you wear is more of a kiyum in the mitzvah. Because you could say the bracha of each level because you're performing the essence of the mitzvah. You're performing the essence of the mitzvah. It would be, for instance, if a person didn't say birchah satoru before in the morning, and he learned that he said Parshas Karbonos, right? He didn't say Birchas HaTorah. You tell me he's not going to say Birchas HaTorah later if he wants to sit down and learn, because it's only a heathen mitzvah. It's heard. He definitely will say Birchas HaTorah, because it's not a heathen mitzvah. That's the Maisa mitzvah itself. You see, for instance, Reb Chaim held that you say the Sha'asa Nisim, after the year, and the first night you have to say before. But from then on, he said you should say it after you light the first nair. Why? Because the machlokas were showing him whether you have to see the nair to say Sha'asa Nisim, whether Sha'asa Nisim should be said before the Maisa Mitzvah. So you see that it's not, if it was just a Lach and Hidah Mitzvah, so it wouldn't be good because he wouldn't be getting it. You did the Mitzvah already. It's not a Lach and Hidah Mitzvah, it's a Lach and Iker Asiyas Mitzvah. You're still involved in the Maisa Mitzvah. So that's why you could say it over Lasiyasa. Because he said, the machlokas whether Sha'asa Nisim should be over Lasiyasa or not. So you can tell me just see the mitzvah. It's not over Lasiyasa anymore. Just see the mitzvah. You're right. So therefore, you see that it's still considered over Lasiyasa because he still didn't finish Asiyasa mitzvah. He still didn't finish Asiyasa mitzvah. That's why it's over Lasiyasa. That's why he says the best thing is from the second night on to light it first. First, make the first bracha, you light it. Then when you see you make Sha'asa Nisim, you go to both sheetahs. It's over Lasiyasa because you didn't finish. And it's also, according to Mandam Olds, you have to see the mirror. You saw it. Yeah. Somebody asked Urban the question, if you're going to say that Allah is because it's Mary Shuveso. So Allah is Mary Shuveso. So they asked him a question. He said, if that's the case, so it's only the Chafza Shalmir. But there is no, to produce the mirror, since I'm related to a Chafza Shalmir, then I'm Yotza. So that's the case. So why do I say Kafza is Ein Zokk law? Because Kafza Ein Zokk law means it goes out, I don't have to be concerned about it. So it implies that at the moment you lit it, you fulfill your mitzvah and mitzvah. So see, it's the lighting itself. Yeah, but it's not kasha, because he's right. But he said that the reason is because even if I hold Kafza Ein Zokk law, still there are certain guidelines over here. It's not just if you light it, you get it. The halacha is only if it's going to, at the time that I light it, it can last a certain amount of time. Which means that in terms of your maisa mitzvah yotze, the moment you light it, but you have to light a near Hanukkah. And it's impossible to have a concept of near Shuveso unless you have a festival near Hanukkah. Otherwise, you can't have a concept of near Shuveso. There's no maisa mitzvah. Of course, there's a maisa mitzvah. The Maisa Mitzvah relates to the entire bias, but it relates to the entire bias because you have a Chafza Shalmir. In other words, you couldn't say, for instance, Lulav Ishu Vesa. There could never be such a halacha. Lulav Ishu Vesa. There's no such thing. It means because one person, the bias, shakes the lulav, everybody's yotze. How are they related to what he did? Because of proximity. It doesn't make any sense. Logically, there's no connection. You see, the reason why I could say Ner Ishu Vesa is because there's an entity of Ner. This entity is related to the entire bias. So the bias has to produce the entity. One person produces it, and it's related to the entire bias. But the entity of Nair relates them. That's what he meant to say, the entity of Nair. He didn't mean to say that there's no Maisa Mitzvah. Of course there's a Maisa Mitzvah of Hadlokas and Nair. But the Maisa Mitzvah includes a Chafza. The Maisa is to create a Chafza of Nair. Once you have a Chafza of Nair, everybody's related to it. Okay? All right.
Okay.